Heads up.
I'm calling Malala.
Whatever you need me to do, I'm available.
Coming, my sweet.
We're going on a road trip.
Caustic wit is my religion.
I like this one.
Well, that's because I'm rich.
It gets bigger.
Whatever you do, do it 100%.
Smile and put on a happy face.
We've passed on all we know.
She could be an Avenger if she tried.
Well, I'm terribly sorry, dear.
The movie news.
Look at me.
With Garrett Davey.
Close your eyes.
So, Garrett, we're starting this afternoon with news of a music biopic.
They seem to be making quite a lot of them, don't they? Well, this one is about legendary artist B.B. King. The movie is called The Thrill Is On. And Wendell Pierce, who would have starred in the likes of The Wire, most recently Jack Ryan, has been cast as the main role. Now, King died in 2015 at the age of 89. He's remained one of the most influential and respected blues musicians of all time. And his recording career basically spanned nearly six decades. The script on this one's going to center on a friendship with a young musician as well. There's no other casting been revealed, but as we said, we seem to be getting a lot of these biopics, certainly music biopics, in recent years.
It's very true, and if they do it right, that'll be some soundtrack. We shall look forward to that one. We're moving from biopics to basketball, Garrett.
Yeah, and Adam Sandler, who is a firm favourite at Netflix, that's because he has this deal with his production company where he makes a lot of movies for them. He's starring in this basketball movie called Hustle, and he's got a cast that includes Queen Latifah, Robert Duvall, and Ben Foster. Sandler basically will star as a down-on-his-luck sort of basketball scout who discovers a once-in-the-lifetime player with a rocky past abroad and then takes it upon himself to bring this person to the States without his team's approval. And, of course, against the odds, they have one final shot to prove that they have to what it takes to make it in the NBA. They're going to have a host of NBA players as well and commentators featured in the film, but certainly Adam Sandler, a popular choice,
yeah,
and really popular on Netflix.
All right, you're staying with Netflix for our next tale.
Yeah, Jamie Foxx has been cast in a movie called Day Shift, and this is from a second unit director who's going to be making their directing debut. J.J. Perry would have been a stunt coordinator, second unit director on the likes of The Fate and the Furious and Bloodshot and John Wick movies. So this is a directorial debut after what was a script that was initially discovered at a screenplay competition. And Foxx is going to play a sort of hardworking blue-collar dad who just wants to provide a sort of good life for his quick-witted eight-year-old daughter. His mundane sort of job of pool cleaning every day is just a front for his real source of income, which is hunting and killing vampires.
There you go.
Day Shift.
Okay. Now, are we seeing Harrison Ford in a comedy?
We are, starring alongside Ed Helms. And the title of this movie, wait for it, The Miserable Adventures of Bert Squire Abroad, The Horn High Yo. I kid you not.
Wow.
So, I'd like to see that one in on a back of a DVD or on
exactly.
The Netflix description. So it's inspired by a true story. The tale revolves around a family man played by Helms who, in the midst of a midlife crisis, embarks on what he hopes will be a dream sailing vacation but ends up shipwrecked in the Atlantic Ocean with a charming but unhinged sea captain played by Harrison Ford. He's done comedy before.
Oh,
I know,
yeah.
You're a little bit surprised, and he's good. I do like him in those roles.
Oh, there's
roles.
That
gets
kind of
more
droll.
From the action roles.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
He does droll
yeah.
very well
yeah.
indeed. We'll definitely keep an eye on that one. Now, Wicked has been a very successful musical on stage. What is the latest on the screen version?
They're now looking for a new director because Stephen Daldry had been signed up to the movie for a long time. And because of schedule differences, and I think it's pretty amicable in this situation, he's had to leave the project. So now they're on the hunt for a new director. They had set a December 22nd, 2021 release date, but that's sort of been moved off the calendar now while, I suppose, they search for a director and look to turn this into a movie. So we'll see where that takes them.
That's going to be the case a lot, I guess, with filming schedules being pushed back. You know, people might come and go in these features.
I think so, and cast as well.
Yeah.
Who have been locked into roles. And what a nightmare, I suppose, for producers, you know, who may have had a film lined up, but
exactly.
then simply it didn't happen. Yeah, we're going to see this quite a lot. So don't be surprised, I suppose, if there's even big, you know, Marvel movies and the likes that'll probably be changing directors and cast.
Yeah, those dates are changing all the time. Now, what about Willow, the return of Willow?
So Willow, yeah, which was created by George Lucas, is actually coming back this time to the small screen because Disney Plus has confirmed that they're going to do a sequel series which takes place after the events of the original. Ron Howard directed the original, so they're heading into production next year. Howard's returning to the project as an executive producer, but Warwick Davis will once again play the title character of Willow back in the series. And they've also got a director as well, John M. Chu, who would have directed Crazy Rich Asians, is now going to be there to direct the pilot episode.
All right. What trailer have you for us to check out this week?
In glorious black and white. It looks really, really nice, and lots of nods to the screenplay that's been written in this story, because it's about Herman J. Mankiewicz, who was the screenwriter of Citizen Kane. He also had a lot of issues as well. It's set in 1930s Hollywood. Gary Oldman stars as him in this movie, and it's directed by David Fincher. It's going to be coming to Netflix in December, but do have a look at the trailer because there's a really good cast as well. Amanda Seyfried, Lily Collins, Colin's also starring in it, Charles Dance as well. But Mank is the name of the film, and David Fincher directs. Check out the trailer.
It's lovely to look at in black and white, I have to say. It's really impressive looking in one way, but I can't decide from the trailer if it's going to be really good or if it's going to fall a little flat. I can't decide quite yet, but it's definitely worth checking out, and we look forward to seeing it, no doubt about it. What about new releases streaming wise this week?
Okay, so actually there's quite a few streaming-wise this week. We've got Borat, subsequent movie film. We'll see the famed character embark on his second adventure in the United States. I think you know what you're going to get here with Borat. That's on Amazon Prime. Over on Apple TV, we've got On the Rocks, which is Sofia Coppola's new film, starring Rashida Jones. She plays Laura, who's sort of happily married, but then suspects her husband. So she goes off on this road trip to sort of find out what he's doing. And her father is played by Bill Murray in the movie. So it's called On the Rocks. That's on Apple TV. And then over on Netflix, the remake of Rebecca, which stars Armie Hammer and Lily James and Christian Scott Thomas. So there's not a bad choice in terms of some of the new movies that are appearing on streaming.
Give us a TV movie, something lighthearted, I think we need this week, Garrett.
Did I see you tweeting about this movie saying this is the perfect movie for these times?
I think so.
And it is, because it's just a lovely movie based on Michael Bond's series of children's books. It's Paddington. It stars Hugh Bonneville, Sally Hawkins, Nicole Kidman, and the voice of Ben Whishaw. It's just lovely. It's really nice. The sequel is fantastic as well. But started off with the first one. It's on at 7:05 on RT1 tonight. Worth a watch.
Sounds great, Garrett. We'll talk to you next Saturday. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Aideen.